is doing through the law on Kiddush from Bereishis.
Second year of the Bereish Chai, as you say.
So we're going to do Bereish Chai, and we're going to do the third law on Bereish Chai, Bereish Hashem. And I wanted to bring a recorder, but it didn't happen. I didn't forget, didn't work, Baruch Hashem, so it won't be recorded, it's all the way it's supposed to be. Maybe I'll half of it, that's for sure. Maybe I'll finish it for early, who knows, maybe 2 hours I probably can actually finish it, we'll see what happens. If we finish, great. We'll have to see. So I'm hoping we'll at least do is, I guess it's an experiment, if we finish in 2 hours, maybe we should do more than 1 year in a week, we'll see. We'll try this, Hashem. So, first of all, the Marana, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush, I mean, he says, every mitzvah, he says, well, the reason for the mitzvah, he starts to go into deeper reasons. He says, the reason, well, if you want me to tell you the reason for Shabbos, I have to write a whole book. I mean, I can't just write the reason for Shabbos. That's not going to help. I have to write an entire work of its own. And it's so true. There's so, so much about Shabbos. So let's see. Let's start. He says, Kiddush, both by day and by night, is only in a place that's where there's a meal. As it says in the Pasuk, and you should call for Shabbos a pleasure. Our sages explained, a place where you have pleasure, that's where you have Shabbos. That's where you stay Kiddush.
Does that mean Kiddush can be any place? Are we talking about rooms in the house? Or
we'll get to the places. Everything he's interpreting. Okay. He's not leaving anything open to chance. He's going to go through all the... He says, first of all, you got to do it where you have your meal. What's a meal? We'll find out. Everything we'll find out.
Because that brings up the issue of Shul Kiddush.
Shul Kiddush is its own, it's true. The custom is to be lenient for a Shul Kiddush. In Breslov, interestingly, they never were. Never were. But it changed, like everyone else. That's just the way. That's the way it was. But
you mean like the Friday night Kiddush, which is just something that might not see Kiddush at all. But
Friday night
in America, to do that Friday night, just because people might not say it.
Friday night Kiddush is its own thing.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, no.
There's some Pep Jacobs and some in America that they do a Friday night Kiddush.
It's just even in Shulchan Aruch. It's not the custom that you throw, but Simon Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to it, Bez Hashem. He's gonna. I think he's gonna talk about it, either he or Rav Avadja. But I think he speaks about it openly.
Because I'm thinking about Shabbos morning Kiddush, where they would just have cake.
Yes, exactly.
Grape juice or cake and schnapps.
Yes.
How much cake
do
we
eat?
Yeah, I'm gonna trade for that. Can you
read
it tomorrow?
See, so everything's gonna unfold. As he progresses, he's trying to give over all the halachos of Kiddush, more or less. The most important essentials, he's trying to give to us. So we'll get to everything. We'll get to the Kiddush of the Shul. We'll get to the Kiddush in the morning. What about here? What about there? Everything will work out. So first of all, he says, a place of Oneg, that's where you have, you remember Shabbos. Right? But for us, the Shabbos, you call Shabbos in a place of Oneg. Fine, a place of pleasure. Very good. So, therefore, a person who made Kiddush and didn't eat, I mean, he didn't do anything. We'll see what eating is, but if you were in a place where someone made Kiddush and you didn't eat then, you didn't hear Kiddush. You didn't have anything.
What if you're the one making Kiddush?
If you're the one making Kiddush, we'll see. We get to everything and it's fine. You have to drink. How much did you drink? How much did you drink is a question. You could be drinking, if you have no choice, drinking a wine or grape juice might be enough. But even if you had made Kiddush in one house, and you went to another house to eat, I have a meal, I'll hear Kiddush with you. It's the most natural thing. Then I'll stroll over to my home, and I'll eat. Says, no, that doesn't work. You can't stroll. You have to hear. Here is where it is. Where it is. Whether a person said, you know, I'm going to make Kiddush in this place. I'm going to make Kiddush in this place, and then I'm going to eat. And then he changes his mind. Now I'm going to go home. Doesn't work. No Kiddush. Zero. You have to say Kiddush in the place where he's going to eat now. And some say, if a person, while he was eating, had in mind a different place which he could see, and there was no path between, there was no, roadway, path, hallway, something in the middle, those sort of device things. So, in terms of Kiddush, that's enough. That's enough. Maybe that's enough. You don't have to go back and make Kiddush. You can rely. He says, you really should not rely on this. He said, so be careful not to come to this. He said, but if you're under duress, but you have no choice, you can't make Kiddush in this place, you can't. I mean, it's fine, we'll see in a minute, but if you're standing in your house and you hear the Kiddush that I make or someone else makes in their house, that's not a problem. Because you're in a place of a Suda and you're hearing a Kiddush on a cup of wine. It doesn't have to be in the same domain as you. But you have to be in a place with the Suda and the Kiddush has to be on wine. Or bread, we'll see what bread, how bread comes in too. But that's the way. But I can't go out to some other house if it's visible and I have no choice, so then it's possible to permit. To therefore be careful not to come to this. If you have no choice, you can rely on those who are lenient. If you're going from house to house, it's right there. It's not, there's no separation.
At least Saturday, they go to
Kiddush
at the shul,
mm-hmm.
and then they go to Chloe's house for
the
lunch.
As long as they ate something there. If you eat Mizonos especially, you're okay.
Fine. Okay.
But if you didn't, then you didn't. It didn't get anywhere.
Yes,
exactly. Kazayas, a little bit of Mizonos, or a certain amount of wine. We'll see how much wine. Maybe Rubius, maybe a little more.
Arugula or whatever.
Yes, something. Okay. It's got to be something. Yeah. Otherwise, you can take it.
Arugula, you need to.
Could be, yeah. Depends how you count the chocolate and the other stuff inside.
Has to be the content of wheat. Chocolate doesn't count.
There are two opinions, you're right. So one opinion is that way, the other opinion is the way. It's not clear what the halacha is. So two, this is Mr. Brewer, it's a problem. It works both ways, right? In terms of questions whether you should make it after bracha or not. You have lots of, it's a big question mark. There's two opinions. I don't know how to decide between the two. I always have enough, don't worry. I can go to you too, unfortunately. Okay.
But if you're at a shul kiddush, and the only thing they have is schnapps and nuts,
you have a problem. Nothing. We'll see maybe why a little bit later, but the bottom line is, that doesn't work. Not schnapps and not nuts. So schnapps is good to make, maybe to do the kiddush, but you can't drink a lot of schnapps and you're okay. Pashtus, the schnapps is not going to help you. You need to have something. You have to have Mizonos or wine. Something. Something that grabs hold of. Wine is very bidyevet also. It's like you have to do that. You have no choice.
In the day it says extra beers of wine.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, some say at least you have to have some more wine or all beers of wine. Bidyevet, it was after the fact, or you're in trouble, you can't drink so much of this strong wine. You have one beers and you're okay, including kiddush. If you make kiddush on. That works fine if you have no choice. But there are different approaches of what you may be in another bias. So you need rota bias for kiddush and another bias for the. That's the question. Yeah, so if you can see the place of your suda, from the place where you make kiddush, and there's no street or path divided between the two, it works. But the works here is not a good kind of works. It works because you discharge your obligation in kiddush. Now, if I discharge my obligation in kiddush, so I can't make another kiddush. So the question of Brachon Batala, it's not a good situation. So if this is Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa, or at least basically based on what he said as well, and he says, listen, it's better ask your neighbor to make a good kiddush for you. It's not a good, if you're in a different house, Whoever you see, you rely on this opinion, it's not a good way of, it's not a good way to do business, let's put it that way. It's not a great way to do business. It's a very, very good evident way to do business. So he says, better, it's much better if you can avoid it. And if you can't, then do it again. But you can't do it against you, do it again with someone else. Now there is an opinion. It's not clear whether you're allowed to do this or not. The Mishnah has not suggested. There are certain, I don't remember who, there are certain poskim. A few poskim that say, what if you didn't make, if you messed up your kiddush, that there's a way around the problem. What do you do? This is very simple. You open the Rambam. The Rambam in the back has a list of all the things you say. And you say, now, if I discharge my obligation for kiddush, I'm just reading Rambam. If I didn't discharge my obligation for kiddush, well, I'm making kiddush. You take a cup of wine and you say, you start to read. This is the nusach of kiddush. By your pulas, you just go through the whole thing. And so some say you're not allowed to do that. Some say you are allowed to do that. It's not so clear.
Is there a difference between hearing kiddush and making kiddush?
No. Not only that, if I make kiddush and I take a sip of wine and suddenly I get called out, the guy's a doctor. He gets a call. He's got to leave. And we're all eating our mazonos. And there was one cup of wine. He drank a little of it, or whatever, schnapps, or whatever beer, whatever he had, which he can't do kiddush. He ran out. We got kiddush, and he didn't. He's got to redo it. He lost his kiddush, but it wasn't a makom suda. There was wine, but he had to eat in order for him to grab hold. And if not, it worked.
No, but I'm saying for a shul kiddush, if you hear it, but you haven't had anything to eat.
We'll see. There's
drink.
A problem. You're supposed to, first of all, you're supposed to have right away, even. You shouldn't even wait. You should right away eat. If you didn't, we're going to see everything. You're going to talk about what
you said. He needed a desire to the zones.
No, I'd say he.
No,
ate.
No. The rabbi said when the doctor who ran out,
the guy who ate kiddush, his kiddush disappears. So if I don't eat and I hear kiddush, and it's the most beautiful kiddush, and I move and I'm crying, and it's wonderful, but I didn't eat, I got to do it again. It'll be even better this time.
What happens if he had a release of...
Or drink a lot of wine.
What happens if he had a bunch of wine to drop? Let's say he...
If he drank a release of wine, it's enough. He has to drink... Even one release of wine, it worked for him to be able. But otherwise, he didn't... He's in the hospital, he has no beer juice, no wine. If he has... Unless he has no choice, he shouldn't be drinking anything. Even though he made kids for everybody. And they're okay. That's the basic... So you said you're... Again, can you rely on that svara? My uncle once told me, he said, do this. I found it in several posts. Others, maybe not so clear. They say maybe it's not treating the kiddush properly. Just to say, am I learning? Am I not learning? It's like a trick. He says, maybe it doesn't really work. Isn't it? That's not true. He's not thrilled with this sort of thing. Even making kiddushin, he's not so thrilled with it. Making kiddushin. Kiddush, you do kiddush. What's this kiddushin business? He's not happy. He has different fruits. That's not so good. He's not happy with it. But others do permit. Okay, so first of all, in terms of doing kiddush makom suda, in terms of a little bit of tzivus, a little bit of machshava here, I mean, the Rebbe says that when a person is eating, he's zoche, he can get the highest, like, rutzin, he can wake up this desire and yearning for Hashem. So if you do it right, mamish, you're going to very high places. That means inside, a person can really access. You know, the Rebbe says in Sefer HaMidos that a person who doesn't taste food, he's far from Hashem. Some part of him is distant. He's got to be able to taste it, and that's an expression of nitzotzos, and he's got to pick them up. And the Knesset Tosfos says on Shabbos, we can all pick up nitzotzos. Everybody. So during the week, it's harder. The Gemara says, I think the Ramesh probably shouldn't be eating meat. Yerushalmi says, it's not a good idea. He's got to be able to pick up the sparks. It's hard for him. That sort of nothing explains why. But it says, Shabbos, anybody, we can all pick up sparks. We're all doing good things. So we want to imbue the aura of Shabbos in our food. That's the first rule. We want to get to this, the high level where we can get through eating. So Shabbos, now is the time. So Kiddush, the Kedusha of the Kiddush, we do through specifically eating at least something. That's what we do. With one of the Rebbe's, one of his grandchildren, I think his name was Nachman Bernio, I don't remember his name. So he used to take a bite and he had to put the spoon down. But he's still filled with emotion, and he couldn't take another bite. Forget it. I'm just experiencing this bite. Can he take another bite? People were holding places that they really were able to connect through, even eating. And Rebbe says on the contrary, you can connect even higher to reading, but you have to do it right. Okay, fine. So that's the first tip of Mishnah. Now we're going to start the exact details. What about two rooms? Two rooms in one house. I want to make kiddush here, and I want to eat somewhere else. That's what I like to do. Or, for instance, I'd like to make kiddush on the ground floor, and I want to eat in the room. That's what was normal in Baghdad when it was hot. They used to like to eat on the roof. It was a little cooler in the nights. The summer nights, yeah, it was a drop of a breeze. And then the house was somewhat, we call it Hebrew Chanuk. It was very closed atmosphere. It's hard. They wanted to make kiddush in the house with the candles. So we'll see later, you're supposed to make kiddush with the candles. But then he wants to be on the roof. It's easier for him. Can he or can't he?
The meal has to be with the candles too. The meal has to be with the candles too.
Yeah, that's the question. We'll see. Good point. It's not so simple. We'll see. We'll get there. We're going to talk about everything. If you didn't have it in mind when you're making kiddush, and you don't see this other room, and obviously, probably not the roof, unless you have a skylight, presumably not the roof, you can't do kiddush like that. You have to have it in mind. But if you had it in mind, even though you don't see the place, you don't have to go back and make another kiddush, because they're in one house. One house is one rishus if you had it in mind. That's how we call it.
If you had to go back and make another kiddush, do you have to say they have to book up on that kiddush?
It depends how, again, the person who made the kiddush, he drank over the rest of the wine, b'dieved he's yotze. That works. He doesn't do another kiddush. He's okay. He should have had a mezuzah. He certainly can't make another kiddush. He definitely makes an after bracha. The other people who didn't have an abuse of wine, they're the ones who aren't doing well. So if you drink enough wine, you actually are. If I want to drink an abuse, it's like they ate after they ate. They did eat. It's not so. It's not wonderful, maybe, but at least it's something. It's something. So he says, but you shouldn't rely on this. It's not a great idea. If you have to go to another place, eat something in the place where you make kiddush. Have a kezias. And then, eat in the second place. Go wherever you want. You had a kezias, not that much. You may wash that kezias there and you're okay. In Baghdad, it's very normal because, says the Ben Ish Chai, says the custom here is that women like to eat in a separate room. So they hear kiddush, and they go eat, they go wash in a different wing of the house. That's not so simple. You have to eat something here, or at least have in mind to give it. That's how he explained. If they could see the place, he said, I wouldn't even say anything. They see it's good enough to give it, it works. He said, but they don't see any place. So therefore, so these the wealthy people's houses, they have another wing, and that's where they want to go. They have to be careful because that is where they're making kiddush. And then they can go back to where they want to go and enjoy each other's company. Of course, if they can hear the kiddush where they were going, they probably can't. That's fine. But they can't hear the kiddush. So he's talking about these wealthy people that had big houses. Fine. Oh, boy. The chassidus here is very, very beautiful. I mean, we find the Gemara, this is something called, it's very, very interesting phenomenon. It's called, you do avoda, and you get your friend's ganeden. What does that mean? That means that we all have a purpose in life. We're here for a reason. And we're supposed to do certain things. What if we don't do what we're supposed to do? So the reason explains, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, someone who's got the same source has to pick up the slack, either this lifetime or another lifetime. So if we're not doing what we're supposed to do, if someone else does, so we get whatever good we get. But whatever we didn't manage to get, someone else can get instead. So the Mekor Chaim, he takes this concept and used it to explain this halacha. He says, what's this halacha say? So this halacha is explaining that two houses, two different places. You're being motzi, you're discharging someone else's obligation. He said, that can be understood to mean you're picking up the slack where he wasn't holding by. He wasn't there. Yeah. He said, a person made kiddush in one house. He said, I'm going to eat there. Change his mind. I'll go somewhere else. He has to go back and make kiddush. He says, the house here is Gan Eden. He says, a person makes kiddush in one place. He says, no, I changed my mind. I'm going to go somewhere else to eat. That means he's able to kiddush in one place, and then he can go somewhere else and bring down another illumination, another ore, another place. He takes it the other way, not apipashtis. He says, you're going somewhere else, and now you're able to bring in the ore of someone else's avoda. You can do even more avoda. He seems to say, like, you're being mekadesh even more. So you need to have an extra kedusha to sanctify the other place. So you need a. We're all given the opportunities for this. Every person, wherever we are, we're always being pushed a little bit of a push. Sometimes we've forgotten. We have things to fix. We forget about it. Very easy. Person can do his photo rules. He can do everything he needs to do and forget everything. It's very, very easy. So Hashem has Rahmanis. He pushed the person. So fix this, change this, do this. So the person, we feel galvanized, just feel an awakening. I need to change something. So that's an opportunity. That's a very big opportunity to broaden my horizons and pick up the slack. That's why the Yerushalmi says, when people aren't doing a mitzvah, if you do the mitzvah, it's a mates mitzvah. Since the people today, there's a story with the Chofetz Chaim. Unbelievable story of a person who came to Chofetz Chaim and he wanted to speak to the Gadol HaDor. He was going back to his family's business in Switzerland. He had been in the Mir for the year, and he comes into Chofetz Chaim. He wanted to go to Chofetz Chaim. He gets to Rav, he's dead tired. Someone invites him to his house, sleeps there, and he remember that Adam Meyer goes under the covers for just a minute, falls asleep, and he wakes up the next morning, forgot all about it. And it's time for him to go to Chofetz Chaim, and he gets into Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim says, every person will like a soldier at war. Today we're like a soldier at war. Soldier at war, no excuses. You have to be very vigilant. You can't slack off. It used to be everyone was doing what they had to do. Yeah, the person was a little less alacrity. Okay, not so bad. He said, now it's very serious. He said, I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody, he always davens Meyer, but this one time, he meant to daven Meyer, but he forgot. And this bachur like, he suddenly remembers that he didn't daven Meyer. He's like, so it used to be that it's not so bad. It's still a bun. He messed up, maybe smile. When he makes some mistakes, I mean, he should have been better. He fell asleep. It was hard for him. But the whole world needs his Meyer. No one's who's daven Meyer already. Less and less people. We need his Meyer. He has to pick up the slack for all the people who are just, they don't know better. They're not holding. They don't understand. You have to grab hold of everything you can do. So he realized he has to make up Meyer, at least say Shmona Esrei, second Shmona Esrei now after Shabbat. He went to Daven. But he felt that was enough. All of his questions, I don't care what I have to ask the question, because he just came out with the Ruach HaKodesh from nowhere. What happened to me? So that's all of us is the same thing. We all have these opportunities to pick up and to move forward and to improve. And we need to be Mekadosh in one place and another place. Change them up. I'll go here, I'll go there. We have to broaden our horizons and pick up different places, different yonah. Even though it looks like we lost the Kedusha, we suddenly see, well, the Kedusha, we thought it was a Kedusha. Let's, Kiddush, you need another Kiddush. This Kiddush, you didn't really eat, but this place of the Kiddush is not really inside. Okay, see ya. Another Kiddush. You have to connect and we have to work on really bringing Hashem into our life and picking up on the hints.
You can do that?
Of course. We
you
all do.
You can be kiddish and say, that just didn't feel right.
No, you can't. No. He's taking kiddish. He's saying kiddish means sanctify. And he's saying, just like a person, is, if it worked out, and if you're right, it's a little different because here's not b'di'evet. He wants to pick something up. He wants to uplift. His mistake was, in terms of the avoda, I didn't step up when I should have stepped up. I realized I have something I need to fix, and I just forgot about it. I was working on it, and suddenly it, you know, dissolved back in my, wherever I was. And now it's, he gets another reminder. She realizes that the first Kiddush, I wasn't Yotzeh. That's how he's explaining. You weren't Yotzeh the first Kiddush. If you weren't Yotzeh, you say, oh, right, I didn't eat. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I didn't bring the Kiddush in. The Kiddush is up to...
So you're not making the Kiddush.
No, you didn't really. You made the Kiddush, but you didn't do it right. That's the idea.
Well, so you're either listening or making.
Yeah.
Not doing it right.
And then you got to do it again. And do it again. And that's an opportunity to really to move forward and to expand your life, to realize. Because at a certain level, we're doing it right. At a certain level, we're not doing it right. We have to grab hold of whatever way we can to improve. That's Pashas, what he's trying to say, what he's saying. Oh, so that's Sid Bates.
Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that. Have you ever seen this situation? I've never seen it.
I have. Because I think that in our life, I can say for me, I can't say for anybody else. For me, I have a lot to improve. And I have a very strong tendency to ignore what I need to improve. It's very easy for me. For Hashem, it's a lot of positive. Just forget about it. It's not even conscious. You just forget. It's like, well, what happened to this idea? What happened to this resolve? I don't know. Resolve and dissolve, you know, they rhyme. It's a very good rhyme.
Resolve and dissolve.
Yeah.
Resolve and dissolve.
Yeah, goodbye. What happened? I wanted this, I wanted that. It's like, goodbye. What happened? Where was that Kiddush? That's it. I'm gonna. No, then I get a little reminder. No, you know, somehow, and just say, "Whoa, this is like they're reminding me." Say, "Hello, wake up." I say, "Well, I've got to change this. I've got to work on changing that." That doesn't mean Chalila to feel bad about it. It doesn't necessarily mean even doing anything. It just means yearning and at least being aware. You know, I got to change this. This must change. I forgot. That's what I said last time. But this Kiddush, this time, it's gonna be the real thing. Because I didn't really eat last time. It didn't come in last time. It didn't really happen last time. I didn't really do it. I can't imagine. This time it's going to be real. Yeah, that happens a lot.
So, now the concept of Ratzon, you can want it, you have free will. So what if you want it, and you did it, but it wasn't what you thought it ought to be, or could be, I mean, aren't you obligated not to do it again? Almost?
Well, it depends. Okay, it depends. You're right. The Baal Shem Tov says, don't repeat words. You said a word, you messed it up. Think back and put kavanah in the words, like a body which you put the soul in. You're right. You can't, in terms of doing Kiddush, there are particular boundaries. And if you said the words one way or the other way, you're Yotzei. We have to come on to the Haredim, which says afterwards, you bring the kavanah and you bring it in afterwards. Okay, great. That's a beautiful Haredim. Wonderful. But the bottom line is that he's explaining this concept that sometimes you were not Yotzei Kiddush. Like, what difference does it make? Why did the Chachamim say, because it's all rabbinic. I mean, Lamaisa, I made Kiddush on one. What do you want from my life? To eat this, and this. So, no, bring it in. That's how he's explaining the avodah of it. That's what the Chachamim is explaining. So you have to bring the avodah in. You have to make him internalize it. That's what he said. If not, you do again, because you went to another room, you're somewhere else. So he's saying you're somewhere else. Like, again, you have an opportunity to make, to broaden your eyes, to bring more, to get another portion of Gan Eden, another, not just autopilot. Autopilot's also good, it's all good, we're trying, we have better times, we have worse times, but that's not the same as when you start to get to a place where, you know, every day you're learning, you're crying because you care, because you want. Not just reading, crying, changing. And do you change anything? I don't know, but you try. That's a different place to be than someone who's just reading it, and like, yeah, you know, you get it, there's another dot, it feels great, and it's great, and it's wonderful. It's a different level totally. Then the level of the person who's star, you know, he was, you know, and when I'm star, not really connecting, not really focused. So like the Rebbe says, there's Ratzon Nirtzos. You want to want. Want to want is wonderful, but you don't really want yet. Because that's instead, he says, if you want to travel somewhere, and you have the means, you buy a ticket and you go. You can't say, I want so much, I want to go to Israel, right? Nikaliyah. I want so much. So, get a ticket. No, but you know, what, you don't have the money? Well, I have the money, I can get it together. You can't, what, you're going to starve? Yeah, I probably won't starve, but you know, I really want to, but. It's like, oh, come on. Are you serious? You really want it? If you really want it, you do it. But the Rebbe told us that there were two mechutanim. One mechutanim was always saying, oh, I want so much good, just so I'm yearning. Oh, I wish I could go. And he just didn't make it. And the other one said, listen, man, you keep every time I see you, I want to. I mean, come on. Get with the program. If you want to go, go! The Rebbe said, yeah, but he'll make it The guy who's urinating is going to make it. The other guy, forget it. No way. He's not even, it's not even on his mind. He's not going. He's not going. And he's not even on his mind to get to the real Ratzon. We want to get to the real Ratzon. We want to achieve it. We want to get there. It's an avoda. We have to start doing a little avoda. There's Hashem. A drop. And like I said, we get special reminders all the time. Oh, Hashem. To just take them properly.
So if you're at home and your kids are like off the wall.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, okay. So, you know, and the wife says, oh, go ahead, just be kiddush, we can eat already.
Huh?
Now, does that kiddush count as kiddush?
Of course it
or
does.
Does that kiddush count as we need to eat?
That kiddush is great.
Settle down,
That kiddush is amazing. The kiddush is amazing. The kiddush is perfect. That's the kamana. The kamana. No, there's a bitterness. The bitterness we have to use the bitterness to push us to. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If the bitterness is like whatever may have happened, because he had a who knows where. He's off the wall too. Who knows what happened to him? His kids made him crazy. Whatever. I'm gonna use this bitterness to progress, to be better. The kamana again. They threw him out of his house. They didn't learn machlokis, whatever. He didn't have a shrine. He was somewhere, some neighboring town. He's in weak to close. No home, nothing. And he said, Hashem, okay, it's very bitter. Please give me the light of Shabbos. Please. It's bitter, okay, so I want the light of Shabbos. He said, I had the best Shabbos ever. Best Shabbos ever. That's all of our choice. You have to use the bitterness. That's exactly the reminders. That's exactly it. The little bitter things are reminders. That, okay. Come back, wake up, use this to connect. Make kiddush in another place. And I don't mean physically make another kiddush. You're right, you can't make another kiddush. But wake up, so bring the charedim in. Do something to make it a real kiddush.
On a practical level, you said you couldn't repeat words. Given I have a vision problem,
mm-hmm.
and when my friends come over and hear kiddush, they cringe. At least that's what they say.
Why?
Because I'm, even though it's really large print, I have a hard problem of either missing words or not seeing words or whatever. So it's just like half memories, half trying to see what I'm trying to see.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a valid kiddush?
For you or for them?
Both or neither. I don't know.
Okay. For you, presumably it's a valid kiddush. For them, maybe not. We'll get to it. That's a shame about. What if you don't hear? Person's a little bit not so well, or a little elderly, you know, sometimes he follows words, even if he knows it by heart or reads well. And certainly if he doesn't, so you can, sometimes you didn't hear the kiddush, so what now? You didn't hear it, you have a problem. If he didn't hear it, if the person really didn't hear it, he has a problem. So what does he do? It's better to tell him to make your own kiddush. If not, so then there are ways around what to do and how to do. But it's not so simple. He needs every word of the kiddush. Every word he needs. So you have to give him those words. So,
on Saturday, it's really his name first year.
Yes, no, it's shorter each year, yes. Yes. By day, you're right, that's a good point. The kiddush by day is just all he needs to hear is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Pirei Gafen. That's it. He doesn't hear anything else. He heard all those words, he's fine. Okay, but by night, yeah, that's a good point. But by night, he's got to hear the whole.
Nine and five is pretty good.
At least the
bracha,
huh?
Nine and pretty good at from memory.
Isn't it also a Kiddush custom that most men?
Many places, yeah.
If I went to your house, my family, that I would say my own Kiddush.
In many places, yes.
Is that a Chassidish custom?
Yes, in the Chassidim do that. Yeah, Chassidim, many Chassidim do.
And in the
Kiddush, it's true. Yes, it's true. They make their own Kiddush. Many Chassidim do. Yeah.
For a family, but not a
bachur. Sometimes a bachur does too.
I have no idea. I'm just saying. I know a family.
No, sometimes a bachur does too. It depends. Yeah, but it depends. But yes, it's true. The night kiddush is the biggest problem. The day kiddush is easier. If it's just breaking up, it doesn't matter what you heard before.
Why do some people do the whole process of where it starts? And some people just say, you go to some people's house, they just say,
There's an aim to keep it to make it recognizable. It's better. Also, there are other yonim. You're not reminding yourself of Shabbos. There's different yonim what you're trying to do.
There's not one svara that says it's better to just say Brei Agafen.
No.
Or the other.
Not
you either one, you're fine.
No.
But it depends on the custom. They don't do the whole Kiddush Saturday, do that?
It depends on the custom.
What's your behind?
Me, I do. But I don't come from a Hasidic place. So maybe that's why. But there are different
your
people.
Father
different
did that. So
my father did. I do another one also, actually, because that's what I saw also. I don't think it's going to offend him to do another one. It's pretty well known. Bishamu and Zohar. But it's all good. It's all the way it's supposed to be. There's sometimes a person, the Medrash says, V'diglo alai ahava, V'diglo alai ahava, his flag is upon me, his love, in Shir Shirim. The Medrash says it means V'dilugo. Sometimes a person even skips words, it's not clear, and he goes to the highest place. It's not so simple. You know, there was a certain older man who was a Kohen. I think he says it's a Zakin there. He was an older man. He was a Kohen. And he used to get up, you know, three times a year. He got up to say Birch Kohanim. So what did Birch Kohanim say? Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. May Hashem bless you and protect you. So he couldn't say Reish. He said Dalet. So he said, May Hashem bless you and God forbid obliterate you. That's what it sounds like. So the rabbi went over to him and he said, you know, Shema. It means the guy went off the derech or something. When did you convert? I don't know what happened to the poor guy. He like destroyed. So he went, listen, he was very nice. Listen, I'm so sorry, but you know, you just can't say Birch Kohanim like that. The inflection isn't quite right. Maybe we'll work on it for next Yom Tov, but this time at least, you really shouldn't go. It's tomorrow, we'll do Birch Kohanim. I don't think that you should go up. So no problem, Rabbi, no trouble. Gets a dream? You better get him to go up and say Birch Kohanim. You better change his mind. You tell him you're sorry, and he's fine, and let him go up and do Birch Kohanim. But he's not saying the right thing. It apparently didn't matter. Since he said it's not enough. From the, I don't know, 100 years ago, whatever. It's not from today. Someone who knew, who really knew. Yeah, sometimes a person skips, a person mess. He thinks he's messing up. He's not messing up. He's helping all the rest of us. It's not so simple to know where your kiddush goes and what you're doing. But in terms of technically, they discharge obligation up. They have to hear the words, or it's a problem. That's for sure.
This morning is at least say Al Kain Berach.
No.
Unnecessary.
You're right. Unnecessary. You're correct, but it's unnecessary. In other words, yes, there is supposed to be hacker, but like, no. My kiddush is fine. No question. No halakhic question. I don't have to say again because he didn't say it. No problem. I just say stop reading, pay attention. They're paying attention. Say it. They hear Brit Priga. Also, he's saying the psukim. They just say maybe they don't hear how which psukim he's saying. Clearly, it doesn't matter. It makes no difference. No problem at all. The Brit Priga doesn't have to hear. But he's going to talk about it afterwards. What do you do if you're in a place where you're not going to hear the kiddush? You know, what should a person do? He'll talk about it. Okay. So next tip. Even in one room, if you make kiddush in one corner, I'm going to hear. Change my nap, meet there. He says, it's not proper.
So we just say
it's not proper. In one room, right. Now, this might not be so applicable today, it's not so clear, but he's talking about times when people used to sit down to eat normally. They had an idea, I'm going to eat this table and eat this place, right? So I already have a table set up here, and I'm sitting here. It's a big hall. So you know what? I'm going to eat with my friend over there. I just heard kids didn't drink anything. Go all the way across the room and sit on a different table. It's not so simple. It's a problem. It's not a great idea. He said, don't do that. Bad idea. He said, even though it's the Machaber says it's permitted, the Rif and others argue. The Achronim say that even the Machaber says it's not a good idea. Therefore, eat a kazayas where you're sitting, then go with your friends. No problem. Go wherever you want. That's how what he says. Tasha's Mishtabu is that way also. Today, again, in such a setting, it's presumably the same thing, if it's normal to sit in one place. If you're in you're in the shul and you don't know where you're going to flip to, and that's your normal procedure of everybody all every week, so then no problem. But because that's, again, that's brought with, you know, today with a different view. I think people would be horrified from hundreds of years ago, or certainly what you stand and eat, like stand around, like what? Cake and you go here. You go, what are you doing? Like they wouldn't even know. And I think it's very strange culturally. It's brought down. The same room, the same house. Even today, very often a bracha is like a chilti. Even the same house, different rooms. Like, what if I get a phone call today? It's less relevant. It's a telephone. It used to be you go to the phone. So you're moving. You bring from the kitchen. You bring here. You bring there. It was no problem whatsoever. You're like we're all like a waiter. It was like it's walking around. It's a lot of. There's no place. I mean, I need to bring the stuff. I need to go back. I need to. That's okay. That's next sif. Okay. Kiddush, Rav Nosson says a very powerful thing. He says, Kiddush, a person through Kiddush draws the holiness of Shabbos on all the weekdays. So that's why we use specifically wine. Wine, one opinion of the Gemara is that wine, grapes and wine, was what they had on the Merchava. The tree of knowledge of good and evil was grapes. And that's what they were using. They squeezed out. They used wine. So Kiddush brings the holiness of Shabbos, picks up, changes around, transforms the bad to good. Gives a good kind of smell on the whole, changes something. So that's why people smell Hadassah, those who do, because that's because of this element, this Bechina. To draw down this good smell into my whole week, into my whole self. That's, you know, what Kiddush is about. So, because we want to sanctify, so we need to be careful, like, stay in one place, bring down the ore, connect. That's how the Nosson explains it. Makom Suda only. You have to have Yishva Das for Kedusha. But, next, with Hashem, it's not necessarily worthwhile to go running around. I want to focus on what I'm doing. I don't want to just be too much movement. So then, Sif Dalet. You have to eat in the place of Kiddush immediately. If you didn't eat until later, you didn't discharge obligation. But if you were going to eat immediately, and you had an onus, you had a problem, and you got delayed, you did discharge obligation. But some argue, and they say, even if you had in mind to eat afterwards, even after an hour or two, it works after the fact. So the Beis Chai's psak is, we hold that if you're not sure whether you have to make Kiddush again or not, you don't do it because it's something broken for Hakel. It's a suffix. I don't know whether I have to be finished on. That's his psak. So therefore he says, so you can't go back and do Kiddush. But if this happened by night, so have in mind before Hamotzi, think of the Kiddush. That's the Beis Chai, also his opinion, that thinking maybe it's at least does what you can. Yeah, maybe that somewhat helps. Or say it without the shame. Think the shame of Hashem. And Malchus. That's all right. If it's by day, where he says, Hamotzi, have in mind, I'm just kidding, Shabbat. That works also. He says, even you should say the proper psukim of Kiddush before washing one's hands. Okay, so this is the Beis Chai's Mahalik. The Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa also takes the same stance where he brings the two opinions and he says, you have a problem. There are other opinions, though, that come out not like that. The Kappa Chaim seems to say that you have a sentence, like you have, he comes out, he seems to conclude that it's fine. He goes with the Shita that it's, that Shai Tshuva also, that it's okay. That it's not a problem and you can, you know, whatever it is, whatever it takes. It takes longer, it takes shorter. You should eat immediately. Rabbi Yasha points out you can't have eschadas. You can't just, you have to have in mind, I want to eat. It just didn't work out. He's a little, maybe a little more lenient. He's a little more lenient, Rabbi Yasha, and that's that Kav Chaim. Kav Chaim is the most lenient. That's how the Pesach Chuvas goes. He says, yeah, but you have a lot of time, b'di'evit. You should eat right away, b'di'evit, you have a lot of time. Not because of something brachos l'hakel, because that's the shir. He holds that b'di'evit, that's the halacha. But the Rabbi Yasha says you have a few minutes at least. Like a few minutes if you need, but better not to take longer than that. We should try to immediately eat. That's like the opinion that says if it's possible. That's what we should do.
If you say the Kiddush and then you immediately eat, and then you talked about how you're allowed to, for example, if there's a meal at the neighbors and to know where you're going. So you take a stroll, then road you bench.
Okay, benching is its own inyan. Now, there's three things to keep in mind. First of all, if you're not planning on eating more, you should immediately make al nichya unless you have a strong reason not to do so. Because you make al nichya takes up its place, which means you make al nichya in the place where you ate, within this where you see where you ate. So, if you had to take a stroll for some reason, or if you did, you go back and you make al nichya. Now, if you're going to eat more mazonos somewhere else, and you had in mind, better to have in mind, I'm going to eat more mazonos somewhere else. So your bracha mazonos here in Chutzal Chesed will help you even if you go to the kotel. Walk for 20 minutes or whatever it is, you go to the kotel, you have a little more mazonos, you had it in mind, it works, you don't have to make another bracha mazonos, and then you make al nichya, you can make it there or here. That's the bottom. Oh, so that's the end of the... That's how bench chai goes. Like I said, there is definitely room to be lenient. It's not wonderful, though. That's for sure. And you should have it in mind. Like, I'm focused. I want to do this right. I want to do the kiddush the way it should be done. I don't want to mix things up. There are definitely, like, again, Shmuel Shabbos seems to be, he just says two opinions, same thing. It's the exact same thing. Two opinions? Well, if you messed up, he's not thrilled. He doesn't give you any leeway. But, again, if you had in mind and you changed your mind, that works. That's okay. But if I had in mind, I want it right away, and then something happened, like I'm trying, I'm not changing my mind, I want to step the suda, I'm working on that, it's okay. But otherwise, you have a problem. It's better to go with that, if possible. Eat right away.
So let's say you make Kiddush, you ask them to eat, you even have a suda.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the meal, there's a fight. You get up and you walk away, you go for a walk.
No problem.
What happens, I know it never happens, but what would you do if, what do you bench? Should I bench and get back home?
Probably when you get back home. Probably when you get back home. Benching, you have at least 72 minutes till you need a bench.
Pardon?
You have at least 72 minutes till you need a bench.
Yeah.
Or, as long as you don't feel hungry, as long as you got something for the meal still, so then you don't need a bench. Some chassidim are incredibly lenient. I guess maybe they pack it in, but there's even until 6 hours. And the chassidim says until 6 hours, if you're still full, something, even if you didn't eat in the middle, he says you're still feeling it. Okay, that's a big kiddush. That's not great, but until 7 minutes, for sure. If you're still full, for sure. That's in Shavuot, that's clear. So yeah, if you can't, what are you supposed to do? What are you going to do? When you need a walk, you take a walk.
What happens if you can't get back in the house?
If you can't get back in the house, you bench outside. Just don't forget to smile.
Oh, that brings back memories.
So, the Kol Chayim explains, he said, what is Kiddush and he didn't eat? What does that signify? So he says something very intriguing. He says, the eating, lechem is called lachmash of Torah. That represents a person who's trying to sanctify himself, but he's not connecting to Torah. He said, well, if you're ignoramus, you really can't be a chassid, you really can't get it together, you're bored, you can't be a chassid, you have to learn. Torah is very important, very essential. Sometimes a person can, through humility, access unbelievable levels, somehow skipping Torah. It's very rare. The Ramani Pano explains it's possible to do that. Because that's why we find some people who are able to learn Sod, and they didn't know that much. Their nigla wasn't unbelievable. He said, it's rare, but there are people who push it. The person is very pushing. He's not feeling himself degraded or whatever. And he's able to do Switzer Seder. That's how he explains why Rav was the Kosev, Rabbi Abba, and the Zohar, one of the closest students of Rashbi. And yet we find he was one of the small students of Rebbe. So if he was one of the smallest students in Rebbe, and the smallest, no big shakes and niggling, he's just learning the revealed Torah. How do you write the Zohar? And then nobody can get in. The Rashi, when he was revealing Torah, you felt like you were on fire and you had to leave unless you were on the level. You couldn't stay there. Here, Rabbi Abba, he's the littlest guy and he's there. How do you stay there? So the Ramai Pano, so the Chidah says, this can't be true. He said, if you have a Kabbalah, I accept it. If you know, you have a that's what it came down. You came down such a thing, you understood, you received that from earlier, from a source, fine. He said, but if you say, presumably this is Nezeb Yabla, he lived around the same time as Rashi, because he lived a very long life, so probably it was him. He said, then I don't understand what he didn't. He wasn't great in revealed Torah, and the greatest people in revealed Torah, if they weren't at the level to have been missed, were out of there, couldn't even stay in the room. So much of the Rashi, when it was time to the day he died, he was a little bit, feeling a little upset when some people came in. So it was like, no, they were given a chance to say goodbye, then they're out. Goodbye. Because then the fire came, they couldn't. But he's like, what? There was like a separation. How did he? But the Ramayana Pasuk says, no, there are exceptions. The person through another, he can get there. We can get to Sodom, the nigla will take him time. He's not there yet. He's not a god of a nigla. He lives. So it's not a seer at all. That's why we find that the Abba was supposed to write. He was like, go beside. He didn't feel himself very. He didn't feel worthy at all. So that's the bechina of the. Usually, generally speaking, he said you need the bechina of bread, Torah. Rabbi Leibowitz Bender would say, after his Zodosh, you should learn. Need something. Bring it into a maisa. Sit down and bring it in. Not just, you did your communion with Hashem, it's me and Hashem. And, yeah. And then you're done. Do something. Grab something. That's his bechina of not only. We need to be connected to Torah too. That's the usual, that's a general statement. Now, hey, every person can make kiddush for other people. Even if he doesn't eat with them, he can make kiddush. And there's no problem of kiddush not in a place where he's eating, since the people who are listening, they're discharging their obligation. I'm discharging their obligation. And they're in a place of a meal, they're going to eat. But, every time when the person making kiddush doesn't eat, he doesn't discharge his obligation. And he's not, right, if the person who is making kiddush isn't eating, he doesn't discharge his obligation at all. Or if he already made kiddush in his house, and he's not really making kiddush for himself now, only for other people, then it's proper not to make kiddush for others, only if they don't know how to make kiddush. And if the people who are making kiddush, to make kiddush for them, they don't know the bracha of kiddush, but to know Brit Pir Gofen. Finish first, or?
Well, like, I thought on Saturday they make kiddush, because
they touched on a lot of people. Like,
they
wouldn't come. That's a different inyan. No, that's a different inyan. That's a different inyan. You're right. There's two different inyan. There's two different things here. First of all, Friday night is a problem of bracha batala. You can't make the bracha of kiddush more than once. That's only people who don't know.
Even if somebody comes who doesn't even know how to make kiddush.
No, if he doesn't know, you're allowed. Matter of fact, Rabbi Henoch Teller, he has guests from the Kotel. So one time these guests came in, and they certainly didn't know how to make kiddush. He's like, all right, probably they're Jewish, they'll make kiddush. He makes kiddush, and then they're wearing these raincoats or something, like sweaters, and they got a little warm, so they took off their the coats and sweaters. Every one of them had a cross, and they were not Jewish, but for sure not Jewish. We just came in for Shabbat meal, why not? Okay, cool, but he's like, I feel bad about the kiddush. He didn't say that. They went to Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He said, the kiddush is kind of like, it's all bracha latala. I wasn't allowed to make any of those brachas. I get double bracha latala, triple bracha latala. What do I do? How do I decide? So Shlomo Zalman said, listen, it's like it's such a breast of an answer. I like this answer. He said, listen, this is what you do. I'll take on the problem of doing tshuva for your mishap, but you try to make brachas with more kavana from now on. I'll do tshuva, don't worry about it. I'll take it on me. But you just make brachas better from now on. And be more careful. If someone comes, try to find out. If you're Jewish or not, so if it's only him, so you don't have to.
Yeah. What about, you only have men come to our house. Let's say you had this two single women that come into your meal Friday night. And you wait, and they don't show up, so you go in the kitchen, and there's a knock on the door, and they walk in, and they know how to read Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
A, can they make kiddush for the two of them? And B, should you hear them make kiddush? As a man, what would you do?
Well, what I would cheat. I would do what I said before. I'd pull out a Rambam. I would say, if, because I don't want to embarrass them. I don't know, do they know how to make kiddush or not? Do they know what kiddush is or not? And I don't want, especially if they're expecting to hear kiddush. I'm going to rely on the post expressions I got.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm just bringing the Rambam. I say, if they're fired and I'm allowed to make them, and if not, I'm just reading the Rambam. Then I'm allowed. That's what I would probably do. I'm going to stop. because I don't want to accept Shabbat Batala. But on the other hand, I always have in mind when I make my Kiddush and I have a chance to have guests, I always have in mind, I say, if a guest is going to come, if this guffin is lasting till now, then it's done. At least that guffin, I don't have to worry about it, and I can drink the wine. Because I just have this one cup and I'm done. If someone comes, I have another cup. If not, that usually is my practice. Well, I used to have guests in Kotel. I hope I'll get back to
you.
You
used to have 20 people.
Right? Hashem. I used to have a lot of people, Baruch Hashem. I hope I have more, Baruch Hashem. Not 20, I'm afraid, but maybe a Zohar to a million, I hope. But actually, the Indian of the Kiddush, that way I have guffins covered, because I can make a guffin myself. And then the question is only the Baruch. The Baruch, I can rely on that number. That mahalach. I can rely on that mahalach in the Rambam. Open up the Rambam in the end of Ava, as if I'm supposed to make for them, and I can offer them and see. You can feel out. You don't have to right away. So, would you like to make your own kiddush? Remind you. See, very often though, the people who come, men or women, if it's from the culture, I mean, they don't know anything at all. Maybe they can swear to the Hebrew. Maybe they can't, and they probably wouldn't. Anyway. Like, why would I? No, we can just skip that. That's cool. I don't need to. You know, it's like, well, it's cool for you, but I'm not supposed to. It's not great. It's really bad. Like, it's not a good idea. If I had no choice, yeah, I'm not gonna fight a person. I say, you have to do Kiddush. I'm not gonna say such a thing. But I usually act like I didn't make Kiddush. I've had that happen a couple of times, 3 or 4 times. Oh, you're perfect, just on time. Pull up my number. What is that? Right there. But again, it's a little bit cheating, but like I got psyched like that. There were a bunch of poskim like that. I know that it isn't real, maybe there are other poskim, but what can I do? I rely on it because I don't feel like I'm not going to insult people. I'm not going to feed them that kiddush if I have a choice. I'm not going to. That's my mahalo. But if he did what I did, he wouldn't feel so bad. Goodness, oh yeah, it's a shame. Okay, so where are we? Fine. Yeah. So what if they know how to make kiddush? They know how to say break your gofen, but they don't know how to make the broken kiddush. What then? She said, the chesel alofen, the paleoic, doesn't know. He says, I don't know. Do they make part of the brochen? You make part? You make the first one. They make a gofen? I mean, it seems usually you make, don't you do one all in one shot? Don't you? It's not clear to him. She said, presumably the guy who says a kiddush should say that gofen. He said, therefore, he should drink the Avias if he can, and if he drinks the Avias, he's Yotzi Kiddush or whatever, he's at least pick up and he doesn't get messed up. And the first bracha, they don't know how to say it, so he says that.
So just split it up, let your guests say, break your God.
Yeah. Now, by the way, for people who know how to read Hebrew and can stutteringly read it, but they have no interest or they won't, it's the same as they don't know. It's not called they know. They don't know, they don't understand what Kiddush is. But you don't need a Rambam for that. You don't need to play the Rambam trick for that. You can, but you don't have to.
So somebody came over and says, because I remember my dad used to always say, break your gofen, brocha. I know how to say that. He says, you can technically, either Friday or even Friday night, you can say the whole Shabbat Israel, blah, 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 and then he just stop and he just say it.
See, that's the question. He says, probably not. Better for you to say it all. He has a question. So I'm not sure. He says, oh, presumably you're doing it, do the whole thing. He says, therefore you should drink some if you're not Yotze or you were Yotze, whatever, that would at least you're a guffin and then you say, from the thought, he could say that. That's how he's going. He said, I came out that if you already make kiddush, homies make kiddush for them, if you drink a little of the grape juice, it's enough, a little of the wine, it's enough, because you have to just deal with the regular guffin. He said, but if not, you can't really drink it because you're not eating there. As he's going to explain, you can't eat or drink anything unless you eat some tradicional, or drink a rubius. He said, if you drink a rubius, it's also not so simple. He said, because some hold that rubius wine isn't great, I mean, what we hold. He says, chak, you shouldn't, rubius wine is not great. You should have at least mazonos. Rubius wine is not a great thing to rely on. He says, but I call it, you do need it, so you can't do a rubius of wine, presumably. Like he said. He said, but if when you go home, there's no one there, make kiddush here with them, and then eat something, and then you dealt with the whole problem. since you don't want to rely on the Visa wine only, I don't want to just drink the Visa wine because it's B'di'evet, it's only after the fact. So therefore, it's not a great. If you're only doing kish at home with yourself, it's better for you not to be the one to make kish for these people because you get messed up. You don't know if you have other people, you can make another kish. If not, it's not so clear whether that's how he's going. It's a B'di'evet. It's not a great thing to do with Visa wine. That's all in the night kiddush. By day kiddush, no problem at all. Make kiddush for them before Ripper Goffman, Ricker Vias. Go home and do it again. As long as you just say Ripper Goffman. Since you're just saying Ripper Goffman, what's the problem? You do for them. Some say it's not great to be mostly even the regular kiddush, but pasha, that's the mitzvah. Chazal and that's pasha, we hold it.
Is Jewish but cannot read Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Technically, that person has to make kiddush for himself. So, what do you do at that point?
I make kiddush.
Oh, you make it again?
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to read the Hebrew, so it's okay. I can make kiddush.
Right? So, you wouldn't like say the words and let him repeat the words?
You can, it's better, actually. That's better, that's much better. But if you have no choice, you'll ask. When I feel like I have a problem, I pull out the Rambam. Just read the Nusach, the if and if, and I'm fine. I go with that. I think several, I don't remember, 3 or 4 opinions like that at least. That's about it. So you see, the Shmir Shabbos is the same thing. You shouldn't make kiddush for other people who discharge obligation. If you're ready to discharge obligation, or if you don't want to discharge now. That's someone who doesn't know or can't. But if you have a reason, then you can make kiddush for them, even if they know for themselves. He says, "I know this." Right? I forgot about this. I know this from Megillah. He said, "What if someone read a Megillah for one party and then it goes to me for another? Can he make the bracha or not?" So we say, presumably he makes the bracha however many times it is, because he's being motzi, even though we know how to make the bracha. He says that's the same thing. He says it's better not to. He said, but the better not to is not a that you have to. It's better not to. So it comes out, according to him, that you don't even need the Rambam for someone who's a guest who's a Jewish. You don't even need the Rambam. You just do the bracha. That's how the Shmir Shabbos comes out. Again, it could be better to do the tzai, could be not. That's how he comes out. So the Kol Chaim explains the chassidus here. Oh, he says, what does it mean to mekadosh other people? He says, you should be like the students of Aaron HaKohen. Feel a love for your fellow man and bring them close to Torah. So therefore, a person can mekadosh for other people. That means bring them to the place where they can see the awe of Torah. If someone who says, you might bring someone who says, who wants to live? So it's in Tim, he's from time, watch your tongue, if you go for the life.
What's really fun is to be in the home of Chassidim. The rabbi who sits at the head of the table is making these decisions, you know, should we start now, should we wait now, whatever. He says, well, my father said, da 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 da, and he looks to his wife, and she says, my father said, da da da, and my grandfather said, da da da.
Oh boy. It's all one mahalas.
Wow, it's like really something to hear the discussions.
Especially people who are going in a particular way, they continue. Just exactly that way. That's their mahal. These are big advantages.
But they have a lot of latitude. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of latitude. They weren't really locked in anywhere. They just have a lot of latitude. And it was fun to hear the, you know, what they did. Because not all the fathers necessarily follow his father.
It's true.
Some changes, alterations.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. There are.
I think it depends on the time and the place.
And the person, too, actually. Yeah, it's true. Because you can Mekadosh other people. This is an awful lot. Try to condense it a little bit. A lot and a little. So, I can be the Kaddish of other people. Here, I want to be the Kaddish of other people. I'm trying to be the Kaddish of other people. But I'm not partaking of the meal here. He said, I'm not. It's like two or three ways to say in his own. He said, he can't right now bring them to where he is. They can't be by his meal. And he's not in this place. Still, he can pick them up. He can still pick them up. He can still pick them up. So if he's holding by partaking where they are, so he can also bring in his own kedusha. That's what he's saying. It's a very, very interesting thing. He's saying that the test, you know, the kedusha swarm also bring this idea. It says, kiddush b'mokum suda. Where do you sanctify yourself? Where you eat. Where do you eat? How do you eat? That's what determines. That's how it determines where you are in terms of kedusha. That's like a big key. So he's saying that you can, first of all, he says, even if I can't pull the people out from where they are, I can bring them the or where they, as long as they're enjoying the suit of Shabbos, they're bringing in according to their level, whatever they're doing, that's also a very big benefit. It's also mekadosh. And it's slow. It doesn't happen in 1 second that he's going to become, you're not necessarily trying that today this person will take on Shabbos. Today, this person will take on Shabbos right now. That's not necessarily your goal. Your goal is to start them on a journey, wake them up, get a little spark, and hopefully they'll connect. You say, I used to give out a little safe for a breast of the Torah to people coming. A little bit. So, I remember this guy comes, he walks into my house, like my building, and puts in my mailbox this book I guess I gave him, I didn't remember who he was. Hello, he said, oh yeah, thank you for the book. I really like the name. He's got Sitzesad, he's a fast story. He showed there's something different. He came to somebody totally different. It was maybe 6 months ago. A well read book, and he gave it back. He doesn't need it anymore. So we'll just try to wake someone up and bring them on a journey. Bring down the ore. The Malcolm Suda. The Suda has to be the Torah, whatever the thing it is that he can do, what he can bring in. It can't be where you are. You have to be this somewhere else, maybe. If you can't with him, that's not going to give you enough. You have to take the time to do more and to get some more. But you bring it to where he's holy. That's what he seems to say. This is a real, of course, the real test of a person is where he eats. If you're not going to eat with them, you anyway can't bring, you can't really bring down for yourself. So bring down for each person has to do with where he eats and how he eats. What's the human fusion you eat? That's what the Kochayim explains this. If you make kiddush for other people, you're not eating with them, and you also didn't make kiddush at home, you can't eat anything. You can't even drink from the cup. You can't taste anything. You should not let it taste before kiddush. Because this kiddush doesn't discharge obligation. Kiddush is only a place of a meal. The Rebbe says in the Kutmaran, so the person, if you even taste the Torah, the deep Torah that we have access to, this incredibly deep Torah, the Pinchas Shapiro would say, how come we got there and so many other people, they just don't get it, they don't have the or of the Rebbe. He says something very interesting. He says, you know, the emergency cases are let in first. The professor always sees the word. Exactly, you really need help. You need help.
Triage.
Exactly. You triage. You're the one who needs help.
Rather than to make a prayer.
Really? The Prince of Superior, you could say.
Don't be so like, don't feel you're so high and mighty because you're from it. You know
what I mean? The cases.
Yeah,
so when you're Zohar to taste something from the Torah of Tzadik, it gives tremendous koach. There was a Yid, Zilberstein was his name. Zilberman, sorry, Zilberman, he's a very big Tamil Chacham, very into the Gra, and very non-Tachsidus, very anti-Tachsidus. And he did a lot of Kiruv. And he said, I found something very strange, which I don't really understand. So anybody who I bring closer, and I connect to Torah, like I try to get them into things, unless they hear something or nothing, some drop, they don't make it. So if they don't hear anything, something had to talk to them. Don't give up. Something! He said, no, they just don't make it. He said, I don't understand why. So he's saying he was totally empty. He held your Nile than Mr. Buddha because he brings the Shulchan Aruch and it's a Cherem. He was very, very strong. He was very anti. Very anti.
Anti
Chassidut in general, and Breslov especially, and Chabad. He said, but this is a point which I cannot ignore because I find it's true. If the guy never talked to him, he just can't get there. He needs that somehow. For some reason, he needs to hear those words. The fact that we're doing keep up, those words he needs.
It has to be the shame.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Probably not. Presumably not. He puts it in that. He said, but these Dibur, if he doesn't hear them, he just can't do it. So he said this again, he's very.
You'll never hear anybody Chabad ever say anything about Binachman. First time I saw Living Jewish, which is a publication they put out, it was last week, it's the first time I've ever seen him say anything about Binachman. They talked about Binachman's daughter who was very sick, mm-hmm. and who married somebody from another Binachman's daughter, maybe, I think, married something from Chabad. And that's the only time I've ever seen him ever mention, print, say anything about it or not.
Well, Ginsburg mentions Chabad. Mentions Breslov,
really?
Sorry. Yeah, sure does. I bought a book for my wife. I told us all called Kabbalah and Psychology, I think it's called. So I opened it up. The page I opened, it said Rabbi Nachman on it.
But
the one page.
In the Living Jewish, I say it at least, like once every 2 or 3 months.
Could be, I don't know.
I've never seen it say it one time.
Wow. But the so I opened up, he says that the book for the wicked is Rabbi Nachman, the Kutmaran. That's what people say. See, because when you're in a hard place and you don't have the positivity, natural positivity, you said only Rabbi Nachman will give it to you. Do not learn Tanya, do not learn anything. Learn Rabbi Nachman, but you need what he has to give. You can't get anywhere else. Then you move forward to Vanity, which is Tanya, and then boom. That's what he said. And I told him it was a Chabad that he didn't believe me. But then I showed it to him, he had no choice. So it's not don't put it up. So Talmud Ketuv Sacho, when you have a little taste, when you have a taste of the teaching of Tzaddik, you get a Kedusha, which is something very, very, very special. We want to bring the Or inside ourselves. We want to be told in the Kiddush, we want to bring it in. So how am I going to bring in the light? I want to get this place where you're holding on. Like these people don't give up, don't just get the Or and spark ourselves. Like, wake myself up. Like, wake up already. Wake up. When am I going to connect and have an Or, have a Kedusha? That's the goal. So if you can't, you have to be able to bring the Kedusha. Your Kedusha has to go in. You can't have this. You have to bring in and imbibe Kedusha. So we talked about someone, he heard a few teachings and went far where he went. And he held on with those teachings. There's a story also, a story Tzitzar Kodesh brings about somebody who, several stories, like unbelievable. I think I told it before. Actually, yeah, the story of this person, he went to, gravitated to the Breslov Shul. He was talking in the Shul, talking. And the Breslov, they got sick of him. He's really crazy. He's talking. It's very hard to deal with someone like this. He's polluting the atmosphere. He's down on fire. People said it's like Yom Kippur davening. The Breslov was like Yom Kippur davening. One of the relics of the Yom Kippur davening, every Friday night davening is like Yom Kippur. It's very, very intense. And here we are. We're not, the guy's speaking with this one, speaking with that one, shmoozing, what's going on? It's not polite, we don't speak with him, you know, it's not kishmar. So Esher Rabbi Nachman, do we throw him out? So he didn't give a clear decision, as usual, but he told him, it came out, no, and he said, listen, this guy, you're right, he talks in Davening, what's he doing in the Breslov Shul? How'd he get here? Something's drawing him here. Maybe he'll get something from it. He needs something here. He sees something here. He needs, how can we get in his way? So this man eventually went to America, and his daughter wrote letters. They got a hold of these letters. They heard letters with this person who, I'm so proud of my father. People are going off the death, left, right, and center, and he's strong with Shabbos and all the things he's going through. And he went to shul and he told people, "Look, I davened Breslov Kodesh. You guys are schmoozing. What is this? That's not a davening. I know what it's like a davening." Like he was doing the exact opposite. maybe because of his difficulties, maybe not his despite, but because of them, the pressure like woke it up in him. But he was looking for something. He got something very, very precious and important. He had the staying power to hold on strong and firm in America in those years. It's like impossible. He did it anyway. So we want to get this behind. We want to bring it in. We want to taste with the Kedusha, with the Kiddush. Who's the breast of her? They asked one of the big breast of the tzaddikim. This guy was got in big trouble. I don't know, he was in yeshiva somewhere, and they said, well, if you want to stay, if you want this, you have to swear that you're not going to be, you're not a breast of it. And they get shvua. So he asked this big, what do I do? He said, well, the truth is, first of all, you need to know, number one, you certainly can make such a shvua, because don't worry, you're not a breast of it. You have no shakas whatsoever, you have no connection to being a real breast of it, you're a breast of it. Come on. He said, but we don't swear anyway. He said, but theoretically, don't worry about it. It's not really, you're not lying when you're saying the breast of it. You have no connection, like you're, where you are, my friend, is not where we are. Unfortunately, we're not really where we want to be. And it's great that we are, but we're not really, what we're like, we're talking about, doesn't mean where we are right now. We're fine. We're hoping, Bez Hashem, one day, maybe we'll be zochet. But, so what's a breast of her? What does a breast of her mean? Breast of her. Breast of her is, yeah, they, of course they didn't speak in Davin. How can you speak in Davin? Yeah, but it's all very nice for us to say. We feel it and we know it. We don't know it.
Well, you have to come to a front.
Huh?
You have to come to a front and go to all the synagogues and then stop talking.
Send you out.
Oh, I'm not even going to go there.
Everyone is.
Some of them in strollers, some of them actually in those little backpacks with your body, but there's no question they're all noisemakers. They're just like little noisemakers. Mm-hmm. I have always believed that children should be exposed to shul.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for them to come.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, is that I'm hearing all this noise and it's affecting my dominant. So I don't know what to do anymore. I can't block out the noise. I never say a word to the parents or the children, and it's not my responsibility to do that. And I'm happy that they're there. I like to hear the noise of your children. I think it's important. So it's kind of funny. Part of me has become like resentful of that because it affects my dad. So, and I've noticed that. So, gee, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40, I wouldn't care, it'd be great. But all of a sudden, I crossed the barrier. If any of those kids are my grandchildren, I wouldn't feel this way.
Maybe.
Also. So, but I guess presenters are open like that, aren't they? You can bring your kids and they can make noise.
For sure, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch, though. Not to bring kids that don't make noise. You're supposed to bring kids that are mature enough not to make noise. Because otherwise, it's not even proper chinuch because the kid learns to make noise to run around shul. Sometimes it's better than what he would learn like a kid. At least that's something. But generally speaking, he's got to be holding by not disturbing the people davening. So whether you should go on a crusade about it, I wouldn't say go in and yell at them or put up signs. I don't know.
What if those kids are 30, 40, 50?
In Baltimore, the rabbi said, he just said, look, he loved almost all the kids were his grandchildren. So he said, he had a lot of kids, all the children, and the school of his grandchildren. So he said, I think the parents just need to be responsible. It's really good to have all these children, but they need to be protected. They could open the door when not in the street. They could,
absolutely.
Who knows what they can get into in the basement. We're not with them.
Absolutely.
So, or the playground. So it's important, if you have a child out there, that one parent needs to keep their eye on the kid. Or you guys work it out.
But
you're not worrying about the health and safety of the children. You put it that way, For the most part, it works out pretty well.
Good.
There's another rabbi across the street from our shul who forbids children.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my
just
God.
Forbid it. And it's a big shul, very big shul, very well known rabbi internationally.
Wow.
He just said that he said if they know how to sit and be quiet, they're welcome in shul. If they cannot sit next to you and be quiet, they are not welcome in shul. Bring it at the end when we're saying a lady.
Yep.
Come in.
Yep.
Your wife brings it. Whatever he says otherwise.
Shlach Kadosh, Mishnah brings it. Three places. By Megillah, by Davening, and one of the things that again and again, it keeps repeating it. Yeah, that's what it says. That's our level. Because you can't, kids are running around. It's not Kichinuch, and now they're doing, you get people's way, you don't help the children that way. He's not happy with it. Very happy.
By Megillah?
By Megillah, by Davening, I don't know anywhere else. There's another one made by Shofar. There's a few, there's several places. Here are these three places. Think it again and again. Every time, oh, by the way, again, the shul kodesh, my room, shul kodesh.
We would have a children's room. My daughters would actually watch the kids.
Excellent.
And it's not necessarily soundproof like a bomb shelter, but, we could deal with the noise, especially with the door closed.
Excellent.
I don't know about everybody. It's okay, it's everybody does it. There's no such thing as not talking, so unless you like that kind of atmosphere. But I always feel very spiritual, because we're diving in the bomb shelter. And I feel very spiritual about that, diving in the bomb shelter. I think they talking takes your attention.
Maybe. I should have thought that you're actually paying attention. I was there in a bomb shelter, I didn't even paint it. It's a barn, it's a big lot. It's a little room downstairs, you weren't thinking about it. But it's a good point. You know, it's a bomb shelter.
There's nothing like that when you have color red sirens going off.
Well, that's harder, yes. Color red sirens are no fun.
No. The only time they're quiet is when the rabbi makes kiddush.
Oh.
No one makes noise.
Because you know, they get in the way. Being is very important. Okay. So, well, even though we said you don't do kiddush, only do kiddush in a place where there's a meal, you don't have to eat a full meal. Even because I asked, like, an olive bullock of bread, or mazonos, or a glass of wine. Besides the kosher kiddush, like you were saying, right? You need, kiddush is different. So you have to have at least some other lugma. I would say if you have a meal, whatever. We'll see in a minute. It works. And you can eat whatever you want without kiddush. That works fine. But you say if you eat fruit or juice, that's not good. Not going to help you. Even though some say that drinking the cup of kiddush itself is enough. Nevertheless, you shouldn't rely on this unless you have no choice. Like, a person had a bris milah, and said, drink the cup. Yeah, it's okay, drink the cup. There's no kid to give, no child to give. So in Baghdad, the minhag is that the mohel makes a bracha on a milah and drinks with yeast. Even though you have children, you don't give a child this wine. Therefore, the mohel should have in mind that he's making kiddush, he's drinking revias to do his kiddush. Okay, let's see which mishnah is first of all, and then we'll see what it is. Okay. Let's So if you have enough wine, you should drink Revius plus a mother good milk.
That's right, Revius plus.
Revius plus a cheekful, which is enough for kiddush, like the minimum kiddush. And the meal is, as it were, the Revius as well.
Can that work Friday night or Shabbos morning?
Even Friday night be the epic. Yeah. B'dieved, if you have no choice, even Rabbis, including what you drank for the fish. Yeah, it's better to do it the other way.
Big calls. So, if you do that on
America,
it's a big
call. Yeah, for sure. But not the Chazanish, but the Rukhan Noah, for sure. 150 grams, yeah, you could, without even noticing you do. Sure. Definitely, but that's not enough for your kid. You have bread. That's first. So the Shmuel Shabbos Pesach says the same thing. It's not wonderful. So when it's a bris, you can make a brocha and drink a little bris. Better to have another little bit. Like, in other words, big enough cup, like you said. He says the custom by us is to give it to a child. But if you can eat mezonos, then you can drink it. That's what he says. So if you hear kiddush from someone, then you only have to drink a rabbis. So if you're making kiddush, it's a question. Fine. Okay. Now we're going to do the main brachaim here. Fine. So you need to have kiddush in the place where you have a meal. So the meal is bread or wine. So bread and wine represent different elements of Torah. So wine might represent at the deeper level of Torah, and you have bread is halacha, or whatever it is, gemara, maybe yarn is gemara, whatever you say. He said, but fruits and light drinks is not good enough. It's like gematrias, little tidbits, because you've got to have meat and potatoes. That's what's going to do for kiddush, really big kiddush. So you don't have that, you miss it on the integrity. It's not enough to really mekadesh you, so the kiddush doesn't take. That's what the Mekor Chaim explains this here. Why you need specifically mezonos or motzi or yain, and not other stuff. Other stuff is great, it represents stuff, but not enough. That's how the Mekor Chaim explains it.
Does you have to have meat?
He said you have to have bread or the five species of grain or wine. Meat and potatoes, it's up to you. Do you want? No, meat and potatoes, I meant the essential aspects. Essential Torah is halacha, gemara, all these things, especially halacha. We happen to halacha every single day, every day. So I'm sorry for
wine and bread every day.
Yes, figuratively speaking.
Does not mean you don't have halacha.
Huh?
Do a shira much?
No. Whatever you are able, according to your level, how much you're able to. But yeah, that's how the Mekor Chaim explains the reflection. Something about Machshava about Allah. And you're right, it's not, he's talking about, he does go into deeper, but I don't think that's what we need to do. It's hard to understand. Heard kiddush from your neighbor. That's fine. Because you're hearing kiddush in a place of your meal. But you have to have in mind, so the neighbor has to have in mind to discharge your obligation. And you have to have in mind to discharge obligation. There's another beautiful Mekor Chaim here as well. The Sefer Yetzirah calls people, calls every person who is together shochin, shchenim. All called shchenim. And they're together. You know, he was here, he was there. So, there's a deep spiritual connection between myself and my neighbors. That's why Chazal tell us that a person who is close to a neighbor who's good, that puts him in a good place. A neighbor who's not so good, it's not so good. Here. So we're supposed to uplift our neighbors. That's our job. We are, and it's something we have to keep in mind. It's very easy to forget completely, totally forget about. But if you're actually with people, we're supposed to pick them up. That's what we're supposed to do. So that's the thing. This is a kiddush. You do kiddush. Yep. It's kedai. So it's pick up your neighbors, even though some people they try.